Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 264 shows and counting. And we're going to keep moving on, helping all the animals in need and distress. I want to, you know, welcome everybody aboard. I'm all excited about another show, and because, you know, our voices are important. There are votes, and if we don't take action, then nothing changes. We can't stand idle. So if all of you would please do your part, whatever issue is out there, I stand up for all the animals in need, you know, whatever the case may be, because there's way too much abuse and neglect out there, torture, you know, animal slavery, animal bullying, and it's terrible. So please, you know, do your part, and we can make a difference for them, their lives and futures. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals. And please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers about this show, because the more voices and action takers out there, the faster changes will be made. And we can always, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all these social media sites, Pinterest, LinkedIn, wherever they're at, I see so many of them, groups and pages. And once we come together as one and keep, you know, pressing that share button or retweet or whatever we can do to get the word out there and to make things happen, you know, taking action, rocking the airways for the animals, because we can do it. And my guest last week, Harry Mara, he was a guitarist, composer, producer of I Am. That's a song that's the beginning of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've been passing all his, some of his videos around and his music, because he's putting, like, you know, a share to help these great apes out there in sanctuaries. And I think that is wonderful. And I was trying to get a hold of him earlier to see if he can come in, you know, because, I mean, he plays the guitar in front of them, and they were, you know, these chimpanzees are clapping. So please check him out on I Am, and some of the videos. You can go to YouTube and just press Harry HMURA, and you know, you'll see his video songs that come out. Please give him, you know, your support, because he can rock and roll on that guitar. I just want to go over a couple more things here to announce that last Friday, everyone, I was on Channel 8 News in Tampa, Florida, WFLA, for my dad's on his case here in Florida that happened in 2008. His name is George Dahmer, a.k.a. professional wrestler, Chief White Owl. And he was, back in 08, he had run away from home, and he was Baker acted. And then after that, you know, he had dementia. That's a terrible case of dementia. And then they Baker acted him, and then they put him in a nursing home to evaluate the meds he was on, okay? So it didn't escalate like this at first, but the nursing home was very bad care and poor care. So what had happened, I mean, the family demanded him out of there and transferred him to a new nursing home. When he walked into the first nursing home, he could walk, talk, and feed himself. And 60 days later, we transferred, demanded him out of there. They did an evaluation and everything. They found bed sores stage 4. He lost 32 pounds in 8 weeks. He had the cupidus ulcers on the bottom of his feet where they put the wrong shoes on him. And then later on in the hospital, they wanted to amputate both feet. They dropped him, didn't notify the family 4 days later. Rotator caps were turned in both shoulders. I mean, this list is horrific, okay? It shouldn't have never happened. And, I mean, it was dehydration, malnutrition. They lost the upper and lower partial plates where he couldn't only, you know, soft foods. When he entered that second nursing home, everyone, he couldn't walk, talk, or feed himself. It was devastating. And his family went through hell and back. And we shouldn't be. And Saturday is his 12-year death anniversary. It's going to be a very sad day here. But the video, you can watch the video from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. And you'll see the video on there and the news article and the story. And I wanted to do a tribute to him because I miss him. And he was a wonderful father, loving and caring. That's why this family fights so hard for him, because he deserves it. And 12 years later, here we still are. We need closure and total justice. My mother, she won the commissary lawsuit back in November of 2012. And then the nursing home, they appealed the damage or the punitive damages and lost 3 times, where my mother had, it's a law that where my mother had to pay 50% of all the money that was ordered by the jury to help improve the quality care of nursing home. I think this is very unfair injustice. And when I did my interview on last Friday, you know, there was so much more I had to say, and there was so much more that could have been put into that news video about the 2 Florida statutes that need to get repealed. So all you Florida residents, please visit the PPJ Gazette online and see that article. And or it's also on my timeline, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R. It's also on Help Stop Elder Abuse Group on Facebook. I mean, it is spread out all over the place. So whatever you can do to help, our family needs everyone's help. I am also a elder abuse advocate, and I stand up for them. And thanks to Marty Oakley, I did over 75 shows with her on the TS Radio Network. And we were trying to, you know, we were trying to get the word out. She is still doing shows. Marty Oakley, she is so supportive on the PPJ Gazette, where the show's coming live every Thursday and help promoting it. And also, she speaks out some very hot topics, everyone. So if you want to follow her on Blog Talk Radio, just go to TS Radio Network. Up underneath the logo is a follow button. Also on the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column, there is also a follow button where any news article comes up or any of my podcasts or hers, it will alert you in your primary email. And you can also, you know, share it. Also, you know, you can share it. And also on the right-hand column of the PPJ, you can put in, you know, Voices Care for Animals and listen to all, you know, there's all 263 shows, you know, lined up and whichever you want to hear. Humane Society of the United States, I've been on here several times on both networks, and they're always welcome back. But I want to go ahead with this show. You can listen worldwide in this show with unlimited listeners. And I'm going to be taking callers at, you know, probably next 20 minutes or so. But if you keep this number, area code 310-982-4270, press 1 in the queue and alert me that you will want to speak. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. You know, TVs, radios, conversations, you're more than welcome to come on. We're having another great show here this evening. And it is, you know, we'll be rocking airways, everybody. And, you know, we're not going to stop. Whatever we do, we're going to keep getting justice for these animals. They so well deserve. But I want to bring my guest on, and I wanted to, you know, bring up my father, Chief White Owl, a former professional wrestler, a.k.a. George Dahmer. May he rest in peace. We want total justice for him, and we will continue to fight. I'm in the ring, and this is round 4, okay? So I'm not going to get knocked out, by all means. you know, it's been a tough road, and we want to continue. That's what we have to do for these animals. We cannot give up hope because they cannot fight for themselves, just like the elderly and the children. You know, they can't do it. They're helpless. But I wanted to bring her on and welcome her back. And I'm jibber jabbing on out of my mouth there, Nicole. So how are you doing this
It's okay,
evening?
Debbie.
Welcome back. This is great. Yes.
Thank you, Debbie. And first of all, I wanna give my condolences to you and your family. I'm sorry about the situation that happened with your dad, and I will definitely be saying prayers for you this Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. Because, you know, it's going to be a sad day. And I remember 12 years ago, it was on Memorial Day weekend that we had to plan for his funeral, you know, and go from there. So, and we want total justice like we want for these animals, you know, the children, the elderly. We want justice, you know, live comfortably. We're all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. But keep the prayers coming and, you know, our God up above, he keep the faith and not the fear. That's the main thing. Because if we live in fear every day, it's going to lead to other health issues. And we can't do that. Stress is a big killer, everyone. So do what you need to do out there. That coronavirus, COVID-19 is no joke. You know, so whatever we need. But anyway, Nicole, I'm going to tell the audience, this is your second time on here. Another great interview, I know. And she's the district leader for the Humane Society of the United States, 11th Congressional District Ambassador for Tusk Task Force. And our topic, everyone, tonight is going to be the current status on work being done for Wild for Change. And there is a Facebook and a website for that. And also Conserve Congo, a nonprofit wildlife conservation based in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this is awesome.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about, you know. So, Nicole, you could go ahead and, you know, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. And everyone, I'll be taking calls later on the show. Area code 310-982-4270. And that's the same number every week in case you just want to, you know, put it in your contacts and then press 1 to speak to the guest. Okay, go right ahead, Nicole.
All right. Well, thank you, Debbie, for having me on your show again. And I truly appreciate having this opportunity to be able to update and share information with your listeners tonight. And I would just like to say to everybody that I hope you are all doing well during this time. So the last time I was on your show was in February, and I was speaking about a petition that I started. It was to the government of Botswana to restore anti-poaching units because 2018, there was an unprecedented number of elephants found massacred in, of all places, a wildlife sanctuary. I started a petition. The support grew very quickly, and it kept growing. And then in 2019, the hunting ban on elephants was lifted by the government, which meant less protections for those elephants that actually came from bordering countries into Botswana to seek refuge from poachers and hunters. So with that news, there was a surge in the petition, and when I was on the show in February, I had a million supporters, which still blows my mind that so many people were out there wanting to support this cause. And despite what's been happening with this pandemic, the petition earned another 150,000 supporters since February, which I'm just
wow.
so grateful for. Yeah, it's amazing. And
that
it just
amazing.
Showed me, it is, and it showed me how much people really do care and are concerned for elephants despite what's happening to us. So, you know, prior to this whole pandemic, my aspiration was to fly to Washington, D.C., meet with the Embassy of Botswana, and hand deliver the petition. Well, obviously all of those plans are put on hold, but if any of your listeners would like to support this cause and share the petition, they can go to change.org, and the title of the petition is Elephant Massacre in Botswana, Restore Anti-Poaching Units Now. So right now, because of the pandemic, there's a worldwide travel ban been implemented, and it will restrict hunters from North America to fly to countries like Botswana. And I was providing an update to supporters on the petition, and I was doing some research, and I had found a quote from Siobhan Mitchell, the UK director of the campaign to ban trophy hunting, and the quote reads, "We welcome the fact that foreign trophy hunters cannot kill elephants in Botswana and hope that the government takes the time to reflect on and rethink its deadly strategy towards elephants and shake off this colonial pastime altogether," end quote. So what I've been seeing is so many people want to see the return of the previous protections for the elephants in Botswana. This is clearly evident by the number of supporters the petition gained, and I am so sincerely grateful for all of that support. But so while that was happening, since I was last on your show, I was asked to start another petition to U.S. Congress to pass two bills ban trophy hunting imports into the United States. And I just want to go over really quick what those two bills are so people know what they're called. The first bill is called the Cecil Act, and it's House of Representatives Bill 2245. The acronym stands for Conserving Ecosystems by Ceasing the Importation of Large Animal Trophies. So basically, the Cecil Act will restrict the import into the United States and export out of the United States of any trophies of species listed under the Endangered Species Act. The second act is called the PROTECT Act. It's the House of Representatives Bill 4804, and it stands for Prohibiting Threatened and Endangered Creature Trophies. So basically, it'll prohibit the trophy hunting of endangered species in the United States and the import into the United States of any trophy species listed under that Endangered Species Act. So both bills are similar, but combined will have a major impact on trophy hunting. So we'd really like to see those two bills passed in Congress. right now, as far as I'm aware, I know that you can import elephant trophies from Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe from Africa into the United States. So these two bills are the change needed to protect all endangered species that are listed in there. And again, it would be most appreciated if people could sign and share this petition because it is so important. Our voices are heard to get these bills passed. This petition is also on change.org, and the title is called U.S. Congress Ban Trophy Hunting Imports and End Elephant Slaughter. So those are the two petitions I've been working on. And things are a little bit slow for me right now just because of everything that's happening in our world. But I'd like to switch gears and talk about a conservation called Conserve Congo. And even though this pandemic has placed our lives on hold, wildlife trafficking continues, especially in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo. So I would like to share with the listeners about this amazing activist who lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo and what he's doing to help fight wildlife trafficking. His name is Adams Kasinga, and he's a wildlife criminal investigator and founder of a nonprofit nature conservation called Conserve Congo. Conserve Congo investigates wildlife crimes and trafficking networks. The conservation group collaborates with authorities to arrest wildlife traffickers and helps rehabilitate wildlife to return them to the wild. Conserve Congo is the boots on the ground fighting the wildlife, fighting against wildlife traffickers, and protecting the wildlife. They do not quit until those culprits are prosecuted, which does help to deter any further wildlife crimes in the country and region. And I would really like to stress that Conserve Congo is the only organization doing this type of work in its country. It's amazing work. So in April, Conserve Congo, in collaboration with the Congolese authorities, arrested five wildlife traffickers found to have half a ton of pangolin scales. This amount of scales was from approximately 200 slaughtered pangolins. So they arrested the traffickers, and it was found that, or to believe that, these traffickers have tight connections with international syndicates to export products to West Africa and China. So I don't know if any of the listeners are familiar, but pangolins are the most trafficked mammal on Earth. They're on the brink of extinction. They're very gentle creatures who are similar to an anteater, and they're massacred senselessly because of their meat and beliefs that their scales could be used for medicinal purposes. So I read, according to officials in Vietnam, the meat of a pangolin is sold on the black market for $300 per kilogram, which is basically 2 pounds. It's a lot of money. And their scales are sold for the same amount. I mean, that's on the other side note to all of this. This small mammal is believed to be one of the major players in the COVID-19 pandemic because it's a carrier of the virus, and it's also so highly trafficked. So a big thanks to Conserve Congo for apprehending and arresting these traffickers. They had a busy month in April because they also rescued an infant bonobo ape, and bonobo apes can only be found in the forests of the Congo River and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, to my surprise, I didn't know this, but the bonobo ape is our closest cousin, and they share almost 99% of our DNA. The baby bonobo was found alone in a remote village by a villager when one of his dogs went to attack it. The baby was found in the same area where poachers had butchered other bonobos while the babies of these butchered bonobos were being snatched away. So Conserve Congo went to this remote village, rescued the baby, and then did an 8-hour commute by taxi and motorcycle to bring the baby back to Conserve Congo's rehab center. The baby will eventually be transferred to another sanctuary. And like I said, in the past, the adult bonobos would be killed for the meat, and the babies would be smuggled out of the country and sold for money. Bonobos are also highly threatened by poaching and habitat loss and lack of conservation. So the problem is it's difficult to monitor them because there is a lack of data on how many actually exist in the wild. So for Conserve Congo to save this little life is extremely valuable for the future of bonobos. And they also rescued a baby chimp named Loboso, who was supposed to be sold in France. Two traffickers were apprehended. They were army officers. They were arrested, and now they're in court facing charges, which is pretty amazing work. So even during this whole pandemic, Conserve Congo is working tirelessly to help protect wildlife and arrest traffickers. And just the stories that of what they're doing is so amazing to me. And I know right now this is really trying times for all of us. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. But one thing that's apparent to me in this world is the inclination for us to want to help each other. right now there's a fundraiser for Conserve Congo to help protect the wildlife, just like the baby bonobo and Loboso, the baby chimp. So all and any donations are welcomed. And if anybody's interested in the fundraiser, they could go to www.secure.changa.co.ke, and PayPal is accepted. And if anybody wants to learn more about Adams Kasinga and Conserve Congo, they can go to www.conservecongo.org. And conserve is spelled C-O-N-S-E-R-V. On Twitter, you can find Adams Kasinga at Amini16, on Facebook at Conserve Congo. And their email is conservecongo@gmail.com. So I just wanted to end with, even though this pandemic has pressed pause on all of our lives, we can still get involved with protecting the wildlife, even in the smallest of ways. We can continue to raise awareness of wildlife trafficking by telling our friends and family, sharing the petitions, and supporting the organizations that are out there doing the work to protect animals like Conserve Congo. So I just wanted to let anybody know that if you have questions for me, you can go to my website at www.wildforchange.com, and you can contact me through my website. And if I don't have an answer to your question, I will definitely find somebody that does. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for all you do, Nicole, because you do some inspiring work. And, you know, she needs our help, everyone. You know, it takes a village out there to get changes made. We know, you know, coronavirus and COVID-19 is very important. But if we put all these other problems on standstill or you just idle, they're just going to get worse, you know. So please do your part out there, and we'll go back to the road to bringing America back to where it belongs, you know, with all these problems, you know, that's has rolled over from the 20th century are still out there, and we're headed towards the 22nd century. So we got to make it better for animals, children, elderly, and generations coming up. And it's so easy to help make changes just by sitting from, you know, in front of your computer. Or, you know, making that phone call, you know, writing that letter, emailing a letter to your legislators, signing those petitions and passing them. That's one thing, Nicole, once, you know, I get a petition or something and I'm on all these different social media sites, because this is not the only thing I do on the radio platform. But I get moving, and I get moving so fast that makes my head spin. You know, so
right.
I could cover a lot of stuff within 1 hour, you know, so whatever it takes, you know, press that share button, because it goes in to news feed on Facebook, or retweet on Twitter, you know, LinkedIn share button, you know, Pinterest, do your own post, because once you take interest and you're dedicated and involved, and once you see these, you know, victories coming in, you know, you're a part of them, even if you're not, and you see them come in, you say, hey, I wasn't spinning, you know, my wheels, because I know I'm not on this radio platform, and I keep going because I stand up and speak out for all the animals in need and distress. So once I seen the victories, I say, wow, check this out. You know, I can't stop here. It just keeps me going, keeps my blood, you know, my blood keep moving and my power and, you know, whatever I can do, because,
right,
you're influencing other people to, hey, we need leaders out there. We got them. And just whatever, however you can help. Maybe you've an audience out there, you've never took action in your life, but it's never too late. You know, do your part, because if we remain silent, the problems worsen. And who suffers? The animals. Okay, so
right.
once, you know, just like with all these poachers, I wish that they would all get a life, you know, make that turnaround, change the leaf color, you know, just go out there and help the animals, because there's no excuse for it. They have every right to be on this earth temporarily, just like we do, and live comfortably in peace and happiness, you know, free from fear and anxiety, torture, neglect. I see some horrific photos coming through on the news feeds with these, you know, trophy hunters, and it makes my skin curl, and or blood boil, because I'm like, look at that beautiful animal, you know. And I mean, couldn't they take a picture, better picture with their friends and family and all that, but with a dead animal with blood coming out of it? You know, why?
Right.
I mean, these animals do not deserve this. They deserve, they're not bothering anybody. They are God's innocent, you know, creatures put on this earth, and they have every right to be here and live comfortably. You know, we can't hide them or put them on the back burner. You know, I just like on when you ever read an article, you see a happy animal, whether it's TV, a magazine, newspaper, the internet, or listen to it about on the radio. You know, it brings it's uplifting when you see them getting treated right. They're not being ignored.
Right.
We're not being hidden. And with these animals that are being with trophy hunting and poachers and all that, there's no excuse for it. And it's some of the money that, like I've seen on there, Nicole, $40,000 a person puts up to hunt, whether it's an elk or a giraffe.
More than that, Debbie. It's much more than that.
Oh,
they can go,
my goodness.
Somebody just, bidded $64,000. Was it $64,000 or $84,000 to kill a bull elephant in Botswana when the hunting season started, which it already has, but, you know, we have the travel ban going on right now. But, you know, I wanted to say, in addition to what you've been talking about, you know, being a voice for animals, the animals have every right to be here just like we do, and we have every right for our voices to be heard in anything that we believe in, you know, and that's what, I try to do, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to convey to people, is that you have a right to speak up for what you believe in. And if people are interested and would like to see those two bills passed, they can call, they don't even have to sign the petition. They could just call their congressman and say, I want the Cecil and Protect Act to be passed. So I want you to support it. And you can easily find your congressman on house.gov. You type in your zip code, and the phone number is provided for you for your congressman, and you can even leave a message. It's, you know, that simple. And you did a great thing, even if you just leave a message by stating, you know, that you want these two bills to be passed to help the animals. It doesn't take a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long. It doesn't. I mean, it can't get no easier than sitting at the desk, the phone there, the copier, you know, whether you have a fax. It can't get no more easier than that. And making that call to the legislators, everyone, I do it. I take the time, write emails and petitions. And because not every, you know, like just like on Facebook, not everybody's on there at the same time in days or any social media. So you can go ahead and repost it, you know, because that way it really gets out there. Once it goes viral, like it's over a million signatures on this petition that Nicole has. So that's a lot of sharing out there and signing, and that's wonderful. So we cannot give up. No. Because if we give up, we automatically lose, because we are the voices for the animals, and we must be heard, everyone. Just like children, elderly, they're helpless, voiceless, innocent, and defenseless. So we got to do our part and do what's right. Be a positive impact in this world, not a negative one, and do nothing. Because if you do nothing, expect no changes. You know, so the more of us, and like Ray Bittner says, she's a big supporter of the show, strengthen numbers, Ray Bittner, because you know that is so true. And when she was on the show, the former guest, she said, I said, that is powerful. Strength in numbers. Because the more voices and action takers, the stronger and better we become. And guess who thanks us, Nicole? All the animals, because they see their lives and futures turning for the better. You know,
exactly.
So that's what
it's just like the elephants that, you know, migrated to Botswana from other countries like Namibia because they were being hunted and poached there. And, you know, 4 years ago, they went to Botswana because there was a lot of protections for them there. And somehow they knew that they were safe there. And now they're not safe. And that's the largest population of wild elephants is in Botswana. So it's important that they get those protections. And, you know, so every signature that has been on that petition, every person that has signed, my deepest gratitude to them for supporting this cause because, you know, the elephants and many other animals don't have many places to go where they're safe anymore. And they need that. And there is not,
right.
You know, their habitats are being lost and destroyed, and people are encroaching into where they live. And so we need to support them.
That's right, because they need us. I mean, these elephants and everything, they're gentle giants. They're awesome, just like the rest of the animals, you know, the rhinos, the hippos, you name it, the apes, all the whole list. You know, they're just so... Well, because can you imagine if none of them were on this earth and we didn't have them? That wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be normal. You know, so...
We need nature more than nature needs us,
That's right. Yeah, I totally agree. And so, you know, when they're getting treated unfairly or bullied or used as slavery, you know, in slavery and everything, we need to step up to the plate because... We can't deal with, you know, profit before animals. We can't deal with profit before people. It's not right. It's not justice.
Exactly. Right.
So we don't like it when there's profit before people. There's so much greed going on and covering up. You know, it's sickening. Greed is a worldwide disease that is sweeping this world and it needs to be stopped. Because when they take profit over animals and this, you know, the ongoing pain and suffering of them, every minute of the day of pain and suffering means something. Look at us, Nicole. We can't handle a headache for a couple minutes. We go grab the mask, right?
Right.
I got a headache.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Right.
So when the animals they're in pain. What do you think they can do without us? They got to endure that pain. And then there's so many people out there that love seeing animals endure pain. Look, I mean, poaching, dog fighting. Look, there's this huge list where people love watching. It looks like bullfighting. Look at that. I wish that went in too. You know, them bulls get bullied.
Oh, yeah.
It's frontline animal cruelty. And it's so wrong. And it's gut wrenching. I wish I could get one of the rings and say, okay, everybody go home and let's end this now because it's been going on too long. You know,
it becomes part of the culture that people just become accustomed to it too and not think twice about if, you know, this is an animal that is living and breathing just like we are.
That's right.
And
experiences
pain just like we do.
They do everything. But they speak in another language. But when the bond comes up with the human and the animal, look, leave your pets at home. You know, they're part of your family, and you can communicate. You can pet them and love them and hug them and play with them. And, you know, they're adopted into your family. And with these animals, once a human and animal, they bond together. It is magical when they build that trust in you, and I mean, it's beautiful. It's so inspirational.
It is. It's a beautiful thing, and it's unlike any other. relationship you can have. And, you know, I just wanted to add again, like, that's what's so amazing about Conserve Congo is that that organization is going out there and they are finding the culprits that are doing these horrific things and bringing them to justice and trying to help protect the wildlife on their own means. This is a nonprofit, and they're just doing fantastic work. I mean, I can't, when I read that the baby ape was rescued from a remote village and they had to commute back by taxi and motorcycle to bring the baby back into care and safety was just, what a love story to me. So amazing, the work that they're doing. And it just makes my heart swell because there's so many good people out there in this world doing this work, all because they just want what's best for animals or other people and just, you know, justice. And, you know, I because of that, I don't give up hope on what
That's
we can
right.
do to help.
And I wanted to bring this up, Nicole. This was May 8th, and I don't know if everybody has heard, but Washington, D.C. has officially banned the sale of ivory and rhino horns. That just brought chills to me, and I was, wow, this is great. And it needs to happen all
Isn't
over.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, Nicole, I just, you know, anytime there's a victory, I want to jump to the ceiling, yell so you can hear me clear out of the state, and do the happy dance.
I mean, seriously, that is a major victory. Like I said, there are people out there. That is a lot of work to get bills like that passed, because I was helping the Humane Society do the same thing here in Illinois to get a ban on ivory and rhino horn, and it took us 3 years. And it's a labor of love, because you have to keep at it, because there's going to be people trying to knock you down that don't want to do that, and you just keep plunging ahead.
That's right. You don't give up.
You keep on fighting the good fight.
We are in it to win it, right? I mean, our voices our voices matter, and if we're quiet, it's not going to be happening, everybody. So let's rock the animals world 2020. We know we've all been through so much with this COVID-19 and coronavirus, and how many deaths, may they rest in peace, all the deaths out there, and prayers for the family and friends and the ones that's got affected. So, but we must move on. Our life goes on. All these problems go on. We wish we could wake up and all these problems are gone, but it's not going to happen unless we take action together, you know, together
right.
as one. And we can do it. We can't say we're not. So,
right.
whatever it takes. And if we have any callers out there, you're feel free to call in area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in. Just try to refrain any noises in the background. Just try to get in a soundproof booth. because Blog Talk Radio picks up everything. And remember to, you know, sign this petition, everybody. Go to the PPJ Gazette online. That whole, you know, you can press and listen live here after this show today, or, you know, it'll go download and you can listen to it at probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock. It'll be ready. Listen to share 24/7. You know, listen to the show worldwide, everyone. And, you know, 264 shows this evening and counting. We're not giving up.
That's amazing.
Isn't that
amazing? Congratulations.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness, Nicole. I am so excited. I mean, it'll be 6 years with TS Radio Network and Animal Advocates Radio that I did. You know, I just kept the same name, but 6 years at the end of June of doing these shows.
Oh.
And isn't that
wow.
great? I mean, I won't give up.
Yeah.
And if you go on Blog Talk Radio and, you know, in the search engine, put in Humane Society of the United States or HSUS, you'll see the archive shows come up. on both of them, you know. So it's
well, we
great.
We appreciate you doing this because you're helping spread the word.
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, at the first couple shows, I was only supposed to, on TS Radio Net with Marty Oakley, a big, huge shout out to her. She's the Roots. We was going to do, you know, just two shows for Voices Care for Animals. Just try it out and see how it went. And it blew up. The show exploded.
Wow.
So we said, we can't stop here. You know,
no,
so,
you got a good thing going.
Yeah, so she was the host, and I was a co-host for like five or six, you know, times. And then one day she called me. I'll never forget. I had to pull over and take the call. And she told me, this is now your baby. And I go, what baby? She said, Voices Care for Animals. You're the host now. And the phone dropped in between the seat and hung up on her. So I had to call her back and tell her, I'm sorry for hanging up. It wasn't me. It fell in between the seat.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Hilarious. But I said, no problem. And thank you so much for, you know, because it was an honor being her, you know, co-host and then host. Because she trusted me so much that she hardly ever showed up, produced and everything. Taught me everything I know about the radio. I like on this and Nicole, I'm the, you know, producer and the host and the scheduler and working the studio board. Promoting.
You're doing it all.
Well, one woman operation here. And that's what Marty Oakley
that's
showed
a lot.
Me. Isn't that great?
Wow.
And then
it's impressive.
I get all the
it's
help.
Impressive.
I get all the help. All big pages out there. And I give a shout out to all them and followers that are involved and friends, you know, Facebook friends are involved, Twitter followers that are involved. So it takes teamwork to see any victories. We cannot give up.
It does. You are right about
and
that.
We don't want to because if we give up, we automatically lose. And we can't forget about the animals. And once I, you know, I see some of these victories coming now, I'm like, good. You know, because you can only watch so much news on coronavirus. And you want to hear some good, positive energy news coming out, you know.
Exactly.
Everything. You know, you get
exactly.
So... I said, come on, let's hear some good news today. You know, I'm so tired of all this negative, bad news and all these deaths and people infected. And just, it's so depressing. And once you see that, it's like, yes, good news just popped in. Breaking news, this happened. We need more good news and victories.
Right, right. We do need to hear, we need to balance it out just for our own health. And emotional well-being.
Right.
We need to hear good news. Like I was very happy to hear that, you know, dolphins are back swimming in the canals in Venice, and they hadn't seen them in ages. And swans are swimming in the canals, and wildlife has returned to Venice, which they were never really a part of that for so long because of all of the boats going through the canals, and you know the pollution in the water. So, you know, there are some positive things that are happening that's good to hear that we need to feed off of right now.
That's right, because we can't, you know, the more good news. I remember 2019, how many victories was coming through. Do you remember that? And I was like, check this year out. I mean, it was rocking and rolling. You know, the back.
Right.
This is huge. And then up
to
March this year, it was like, whoa, downhill, you know. So, but it was great. And it takes teamwork. This stuff didn't happen on its own. You know, we got to connect with legislators, everyone. And big organizations do, too. So when we contact them, things get moving. And we got a caller here, Nicole. If you want to take a caller right now. Area code 719. I know who this is, Mama Cat. How are you? Meow.
I'm going to call you from a different number next time.
Oh, yeah? I got you, though. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to drop in and say hi to Nicole and tell her that she's doing a great.
It's Ray.
It's actually Ray.
Mama
she
Cat.
She calls me Mama.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She helps out the stray cats.
About that.
Hey, she helps out the stray cats.
Oh, that's so sweet.
150
that
of them.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that great? That's so heartwarming.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's just the ones I feed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for the vets to open up around here, you know. With this virus, all the emergency surgeries are being done at the vet offices. And according to our governor, that doesn't include spay and neuter. So we're kind of up in the air on that. This, you know, bad time of year for no spay and neuter to be going on.
Right.
But, you know, we're doing the best we can, and we've got area. We're still going out looking for cats, and we're finding them, and we're making notes. And as soon as things open back up, we'll be out trapping and doing what we can, just, you know, plugging along like everybody else.
Well, thank you for doing that, because they need that care. I know I rescued a couple of cats. That would always visit my grandparents, and I would go and get them spayed and neutered. And but there'd be so many of them, you know, and I was trying to help as much as I could, and it's sad when you can't. So thank you for all your work.
Oh, thank you for everything you do as well. You know, it's...
Oh, thanks.
I always say it's not a numbers game, because, you know, if you start keeping track of everything that you're doing, you're kind of defeating the purpose of what you're out there doing. There's so many people that are doing it, you know, and it's just, this year's been extremely hard with the virus and everything else going on, and, you know, people, we have nowhere to take them. So
every year
it's something. But,
well,
you know, things are
like you're on top of it, and you're doing what you can, and eventually you will be able to take them in. So, I mean, you know, there's only so much we can do right now.
Yeah, we just, one of the colonies I feed, Sunday when I was there, there was, well, the Sunday before, there was two new ones. So, you know, we've got that mark that we're going to trap them as soon as things open up. But then this last Sunday when I was there, there was three more new ones. And they all look pretty much the same, you know, facially. They're not part of this colony at all. You know, and that's a point I like to make to people, that just because somebody is feeding a colony in your neighborhood or that you see, don't drop your cats off there. That colony does not let those cats eat. And 9 times out of 10, when that happens, unless we find them, those cats will starve to death looking at the food 10 feet away from them. It's just not how things work, you know. But people think just
bad.
That, you know, that they dump the cats there and they'll have food. It doesn't work that way. So we set up two new feeders away from the other colony, and, you know, make them as comfortable as we can, make sure that they're eating, and till we can get them in. That's about all we can do at this point. So.
Well, you're still doing a lot.
Yes, you are. Every counts out there. I don't care what animal is that. You know, just like I do and Ray does, we cross over, multitask. You know, if you just stick on one cause, this other cause might need your help. You know, your voice, your signature, your actions. So whatever you can do, and it doesn't take that long, everyone, you know, to help out wherever you can, because there is a lot of animals out there that need our voices. Because they have no choices. I mean, they know, you know, they're relying on us. So please do your part and we're down here a couple minutes, or no, 5 minutes left. And, you know, whatever you can do, everyone, go on the Well for Change on Facebook, the website. You know, Conserve Congo on Facebook and their website. Conserve, C-O-N-S-E-R-V, Congo. Look with their, you know, whatever page, or Humane Society of the United States. You know, whatever, you can press that like button, that's good, but see what they have, how you can help out. Spread the word. Press that share button. That like button don't make no, you know, serve no justice. Somebody have that hugging a heart or whatever, but it won't serve no justice. Or the heart. What's that there, Ray?
Sign and share. Sign any petition,
right,
and share. Takes one second.
It takes,
you know,
a village. In one,
right,
second, that's what it takes. And, you know,
right,
this, you know, once you get the more people out there and raise strength in numbers, it takes a,
absolutely,
village, then the stronger and better we become. You know, contact those legislators. Area code 202-224-3121. After hours and weekends, you can leave a voicemail. You know, ask the speaker, your representative or senator during the day. You might not get to them, but leave a message, because your voice matters out there. Don't go, you know,
yep,
stand up for the voices, because we are not voices. We have a voice. And use it wisely, because it's so important. You know, your effort, every effort counts out there. Be the change you would like to see. You know, stand up and speak out and do your part, because you know, just like with spreading the words, or, you know, your neighbors, talking with them, bringing the awareness out there, the education, the prevention, the safety of these animals, because they deserve it. They're awesome.
That's how people learn about it. Yep.
That's right. We cannot close our eyes.
Yeah.
Don't close your eyes. And ladies, we're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds here. I wanted to really thank you, Nicole, for coming back on, District Leader for Humane Society of the United States, 11th Congressional District Ambassador for TUS Task Force. I can't wait to have you back on again, another interview.
Thank
and
you,
Ray
Debbie.
Bittner, thank you for calling in. You're a great supporter of this show, and really highly appreciate you and everything that you do with the cats, the stray cats, because every animal out there counts, you know, so let's all treat,
exactly,
them with dignity and respect. They so well deserve out there. And that's, you know, hopefully as soon as possible, these wildlife traffickers will turn over a new leaf and stand up for the animals and get rid of them horrific pictures of shooting them and standing beside them. And what does that make them? I mean, spending all this money on shooting and killing them, can't they find out another way, you know, help, you know, the homeless, help the, you know, the hunger in America? There's so much they can do with that money. But hopefully one day we'll see a change in the world. It's going to be a long road, but we'll reach this destination all in good time. We just have to put effort into it, everyone. And I want to thank everybody for, you know, tuning in this evening, giving me all your support. You know, go to the PPJ Gazette online, you know, in that search bar, put Voices Care for Animals. Check out some of these archive shows. It's so well worth it. I mean, I can't go wrong. And you won't go wrong. But next week, we're going to have Paws Across America on, Christina Anderson and Jackie Star Parag. We're going to be discussing some animal issues. I want to welcome them back. They promote this show on their website, Paws Across America Advocacy. Everyone, and a huge thank you for that. You know, it takes teamwork to see any victory, so we cannot give up, okay? And that's what they're doing. And everyone, have a great Memorial Day weekend. If you see, you know, remember our fallen heroes out there that sacrificed their life for our freedoms. You know, So, you know, thank a veteran, thank, you know, somebody in the military, because it's so meaningful. But I want to use support. I'm running out of time here. All the supporters of this show and the Facebook pages are shared and groups. And I want to, but have a happy, safe Memorial Day weekend, everybody. And may God bless you all.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Ray. May God bless all of you. Memorial Day.